Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Wow, that was interesting. Well, you know, since it's Thursday today and bottom of the hour, trending news, we talk about so many different things. So today I'm going to talk about exercise. Ha! Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, I'm an exercise physiologist, so it's kind of my wheelhouse. It's what I like to talk about. But you hear about those recommendations of 150 minutes a week of trying to get cardiovascular exercise, and then adding your resistance strength training into it really gives you that whole well-rounded approach to exercise. But what does 150 minutes mean? I get this question all the time. What does 150 minutes even mean? Does it have to be in 1 hour increments, half an hour increments? Do I have to go at a certain pace? Well, here's the answer to that question. So people can stop asking me, just keep re-listening to this over and over while you're walking on your treadmill. 150 minutes a week, and now this is going to actually change soon. I'm thinking they may up it because we're not finding in the research that this is quite enough, but it's still better than not doing anything. We're looking for 10,000 steps a day. Again, what does that mean? So it means you can do this in increments. It does not mean that you have to do it all at once. It means you can get 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there till you've gotten 30 to 45 minutes a day. It means that you can park further away. Ways to tell if you're getting this are to get yourself a little device, a pedometer, a Fitbit, one of these little apps that can tell you how much you're moving. That's really the big secret, is to move. Sometimes I just feel like so sluggish that I just get up and start doing jumping jacks. Well, yes, those count on your Fitbit too. So any amount of movement you do, it does not have to be formalized exercise. It can be a walk. It can be playing frisbee with your kids. It can be taking your dog for a walk. It can be riding a bicycle, walking your kids to school. It can be any of those things. They all count toward that 150 minutes a week. And if you kept a journal, you would really see what you're doing and what you're not doing. So an interesting way to start, if you're looking for a good way to start, is to write down what you do each day from the minute you get up till the minute you go to bed. Write down all of your physical activity, whether parking at the back of the parking lot or walking the stairs at work, taking a walk at your lunch break, anything. Write it all down. It'll give you a good starting point. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.